In August 1976, Dave Bell and I spent a day in the Harrisonburg, Virginia area, exploring and recording the phone system. The area is served by Continental Telephone, which at the time was the third largest independent in the country, and it is entirely step-by-step. It's unusual, though, in several ways, the first of which is apparent if you just pick up a phone in Harrisonburg and deposit a dime to get a dial tone. The system here is something that I would call disguised semi-dial tone first. That's right, disguised semi-dial tone first. I call it by that name because you do get a first selector when you pick up the phone, and you can't dial on it. So it really is a semi-dial tone first system, except, let me pick up the phone now. See, that was the sound of getting a first selector, and here we are on a first selector, but where's the dial tone? I'll hang up and pick up again a few more times. Well, there is dial tone crosstalk in the background, but you don't really get the tone until you deposit a dime or two nickels. There we go! Harrisonburg is in fact the only place I've ever encountered that does this. They've taken a semi-DTF system and deliberately gone out of their way to modify it to make it seem like a prepay system. That's a strange thing to do, considering the fact that semi-dial tone first actually has an advantage over prepay, in that when a phone or phone line is out of order, customers will not hear a dial tone, and they'll know not to put a dime in, and that reduces the number of refunds the phone company has to process. My best guess as to why they have done this is that this particular part of Virginia is almost entirely postpay. Even the tributaries of Harrisonburg are all postpay. Thus, Harrisonburg itself stands alone. And my guess is they felt it was necessary to make it very clear that you must put in a dime to get a dial tone. Otherwise, customers would pick up the phone, try to dial a number, and, of course, the dial tone would keep on going, giving the impression the phones were out of order, and perhaps that is what they wanted to avoid, that little misunderstanding that would have happened. Meanwhile, in relatively nearby Charlottesville, Centel had good old semi-dial tone first. And one wonders if, since Charlottesville was sort of standing alone in that regard compared to the rest of Virginia, well, maybe they had that problem there. Who knows? Anyway, let's get another dial tone. First the first selector, then the tone, and call the operator asking for the local calling area.
Yes, can you tell me what exchanges are local calls from here, please?
Oh, you don't have a directory?
No, I don't.
Well, what particular number did you have in mind?
Well, I'd like a list of them.
You just want
them.
To know?
Yeah, just all of them.
Well, I'll connect you to directory assistant. She'll help you with that.
Okay.
Directory assistant?
Yes, can you tell me what the exchanges are that are local from here?
That are local?
Yes.
You mean for Harrisonburg?
Yeah, from Harrisonburg.
We have 433 and 434.
Mm-hmm. And what else can we call?
All right, just a moment.
Is local, 896, 879, 833, 298, 249, 867, 269, 289, and 234.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Operator.
Speak through. Thank you.
I don't know what caused all that static at the beginning of the call to the operator there. Pretty organic sound. And speaking of organic sounds, they're using the power ring instead of the usual audible ringtone as the sound effect to put on while you're waiting for the operator to answer. That power ring noise is also used on directory assistance, and the code for directory assistance is 713. It probably used to be 113 before direct distance dialing. Repair service is 714, and other 71 codes go to telephone company functions that customers are not supposed to use. Here's 714 followed by two other of those 71X codes.
Repair service.
Repair service?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I got you by mistake.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Paging.
Yikes, it's the test board! In the same office. He could not hold us up, however, because as soon as we hung up the phone, we disconnected. Whew! Now, while the operator had me on hold, there was some interesting crosstalk which I'll play back here.
All right, just a moment.
That crosstalk was actually from the other phone. Dave was on it playing with the dial speed test, whose code is 715. It's the usual independent step thing. You dial the code and you get a tone. In this case, it's the old-fashioned dial tone, or the low tone that makes the busy signal. And then you dial a zero. It'll then beep one, two, or three times. Here's a call to 715, and I'll be speeding up and slowing my dial in order to get it to do all its beeps. Two beeps means your dial is right on speed. Just to clarify the noises that we're hearing at the end of these phone calls, what we're doing is hanging up long enough to disconnect the call, and then getting a coin return, and then getting a new first selector, without a dial tone yet because we haven't put a coin in. So that's what you're hearing at the end of these calls. All of that can sound different depending upon which first selector we got, and how long we left the switch hook down before picking it up again. Here are three examples of the coin return, followed by getting a new first selector. The coin return signal from the CO to the payphone is probably the usual 130 volts DC. Coin collect would be the same thing in the other polarity. Here are two calls to vacant levels. This goes to the typical independent step intercept trunk that puts an audible ringtone on first until the recording gets around, and will go back to ringing if you flash. Unlike most places, however, they're using the power ring as a sound effect. Both of these calls have good crosstalk while we're waiting for the recording to come on.
The number you have reached in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Number you have reached in Harrisonburg, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number... The number you have reached in Harrisonburg, Virginia...
There was more tone crosstalk from Dave using the dial speed checker on the other phone line. Now, the actual audible ringtone, the one that was designed to be heard by customers, is only heard on working connector groups in Harrisonburg. Here's a local supervision test.
Unfortunately, there will be no supervision test dial due to the lack of supervision grace.
Somebody's lost their dime. Yeah, like so many steps, there is no supervision grace, which means that if anything answers and you hang up immediately, you'll lose your dime anyway. So I won't be dialing supervision tests from here, but the tributaries of Harrisonburg have all post-pay coin phones, and so we'll get to hear the soup tests, just not from this place. Here's the local busy. (719) is the code for the callback circuit. This is the way you ring your phone or another party on your line. It's a typical independent callback circuit in a step. Here's a recording of using it to ring the payphone. The thing about the callback circuit is that as soon as you hang up on it, it actually creates an incoming call to you, dialing the last digit of your phone number to complete the call progress. If you're calling from a payphone in a place like this that has a coin return at the end of each call, very often the payphone won't be free from the coin return by the time the last digit is dialed, and so the callback circuit will get a busy signal and the phone will never ring. But to my surprise, it did work from this payphone, which is explained as Dave says the number of the phone onto the tape.
Anyway, this is 434-9300.
Turns out that because the phone number of this payphone ends in zero, that buys enough time for the coin return to be over by the time the callback circuit dials that last digit and rings into the line. So we certainly couldn't use it to ring a payphone whose number ended in the digit 1. But we can use it to ring this payphone. (Phone rings) Now, of course, I did try other antics with the callback circuit, and I'll spare you the recording of doing this.
The number you have reached in Harrisonburg, Virginia is not in service or has been changed.
We've done that a few times before from these places in the South. But here's something that's worth hearing. I'm going to dial into the callback circuit and then dial zero. It doesn't let me get the operator, and it does give a reorder, but the reorder ends up being modulated in a strange way by the ticking tone that the callback circuit has in it. I don't know why this happens, but it's actually fairly common. So the reorder, instead of going like bep, 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 it instead goes bep, bep, bep. Oh, geez, that was a little bit undignified, I guess. I better check with a friend before I put that out on the web. Wouldn't want to make a total fool of myself. You think that's okay, Les? All right, we're cool. Anyway, here it is. Here's another example of the same thing. Notice how when I dial the third digit 9, which goes into the callback circuit, it behaves almost as if I had just answered an incoming call from it. See what I mean? It puts on the ticking tone, not as loud, but for the same amount of time as if it were calling you back. I think this says something about how that circuit works internally. Anyway, the callback circuit's switching train is restricted so that you can't call long distance or operator. So here's the modulated reorder on 1. Now let's take a look at the tributary list here. First of all, what a strange, hard-to-remember list of codes this is. They all begin with 2 or 8, but we've got 896, 879, 298, 249, 269, 867, 289. That list is even hard for me to remember. There are two that are pretty easy to remember, though, 833 and 234. I'm going to show you the tribs that are on T-Carrier from here first. Let's start with 833. The 8 cuts into a second selector. The 3 cuts into this tributary's trunk. This is definitely T-carrier. And probably the third digit 3 is going to absorb. I'll dial it, followed by a 1, and hopefully that'll get us a vacant level recording.
The number you have reached in Edom, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have...
I flashed, and now we are again waiting for the recording to start up. They did not put a ringtone on these trunks.
The number you have reached in Edom, Virginia is not in service or has been changed.
This time I'm hoping to get a ring from Edom, Virginia. Oh well, it just ate my dime. Now I could make a cheesy pun pointing out that it was the call to Edom that just ate my dime, and further, that was the last time that we called Edom up, because after that we just didn't call any more 833 numbers. Anyway, let's risk another dime and call 896. 89 is enough to get us on the T-carrier trunk to the tributary. I'll dial a 6 and then a 0.
The number you have reached in Broadway, Timberville, Virginia is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording. The number you have reached in Broadway, Timberville. The number you have reached in Broadway, Timberville, Virginia.
There's no ringtone on the vacant level trunks on a lot of these trips. It just goes silent until the recording gets around. Now next, I actually do get a ringtone. And this is the second thing that's interesting about the Harrisonburg area. Some of the tributaries have some very unique rings that I don't think I've heard anywhere else. This is one of them. The tape recorder we're using has an automatic volume control, which sometimes really messes up the sound of the ring. So here's another call to that same ring. This time, the tape recorder didn't mess it up as badly. What's odd about that ring is it sounds like a cross between two other rings. One of them is a modern tone PBX ring, and the other is a ring often used on 701 step PBXs in the Bell system. In any case, here's the busy of the Broadway Timberville office. Now, the other tributaries are not on T-carrier. They're on other systems, many of which are unique to Harrisonburg, at least as far as my tape collection goes. So I don't want to show you those yet until the next segment. I'll begin with a discussion of the carrier types you would expect to find dialing from a payphone and what they usually sound like. And then we'll hear what some of these Harrisonburg area carrier systems sound like. That's next